Made in America by Bill Bryson. Read by William Roberts. The image of the spiritual founding of America that generations of Americans have grown up with was created, oddly enough, by a poet of limited talents, to put it in the most magnanimous possible way, who lived two centuries after the event in a country 3,000 miles away. Her name was Felicia Dorothea Hemans, and she was not American, but Welsh. Indeed, she had never been to America and appears to have known next to nothing about the country. It just happened that one day in 1826, her local grocer in North Wales wrapped her purchases in a sheet of 2-year-old newspaper from Massachusetts, and her eye was caught by a small article about a Founders' Day celebration in Plymouth. It was very probably the first she had heard of the Mayflower or the Pilgrims, but inspired as only a mediocre poet can be, she dashed off a poem, The Landing of the Pilgrim Fathers in New England, which begins, "The breaking waves dashed high on a stern and rock-bound coast, and the woods against a stormy sky their giant branches tossed. And the heavy night hung dark, the hills and water o'er, when a band of exiles moored their bark on the wild New England shore." And continues in a vigorously grandiloquent, indeterminately rhyming vein for a further 8 stanzas. Although the poem was replete with errors, the Mayflower was not a bark, it was not night when they moored, Plymouth was not where first they trod, but in fact their 4th landing site, it became an instant classic and formed the essential image of the Mayflower landing that most Americans carry with them to this day. Mrs. Hemans' other principal contribution to posterity was the poem Casabianca, now remembered chiefly for its opening line, "The boy stood on the burning deck."